Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
Did you know dairy cows have regular checkups with doctors just like you? Hi, I'm Leanne Vanderlaan, a proud dairy farmer from Oklahoma. Each month, our veterinarian visits our family dairy to make sure the cows are healthy and happy. Because happy and healthy cows produce the best milk and dairy foods for your family and mine. Learn more about our commitment to cow care at DairyDiscoveryZone.com.
Oklahoma Farm Bureau has been all around Oklahoma since 1942, and they're proud to serve agriculture in all 77 counties. Oklahoma Farm Bureau is invested into the lives of all who live in rural Oklahoma. In fact, their mission statement is improving the lives of rural Oklahomans. Farm Bureau has a team of legislative professionals serving their members' interests at the state capitol and work nationally with other state farm bureaus in Washington through the American Farm Bureau. Check out their website at okfarmbureau.org, where you can learn more about being a part of the Farm Bureau family.
We had quite an eventful day for the cattle futures market. We started off the day pretty quiet, steady, but then about mid-morning there was some talk of some 105 cash trade in Oklahoma and in Kansas. Now, it was very spotty and few head, and there's also talk that there was 105 from one bidder and everybody else was bidding about 90 cents. So it's really debatable where we were. But the market went up the limit for a brief moment in the first three live cattle futures. But throughout the rest of the day, the market got softer here with June at 88.15 was the last trade, up $2.20 at the 105 last trade. Feeder cattle futures were up about $1 to $1.50 after being over $4 higher at one point this morning. And then the lean hogs, May, were up $3.75 at $62.87. Box beef at midday continues to make new contract highs here. We were up $6.29 on choice at $373. Select up $7 at $357.16 as a choice select spread of $16.69. Today's slaughter was estimated at 77,000. Last week at this time it was 83,000. And week to date, 378,000 this week. Last year at this same time it was 605,000.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
Let's see, there's strawberries and blueberries. Ooh, there's pineapple.
What are you doing?
Look, it's Brahms' new strawberry poppy seed chicken salad. And toasted almonds, spinach, and of course, chicken on a bed of romaine lettuce.
There are poppy seeds, of course.
And poppy seed dressing drizzled on top of everything.
You just asked for a Brahms' strawberry poppy seed salad?
It's strawberry poppy seed chicken salad.
Oh, forgot the chicken.
They won't. It's strawberry poppy seed chicken salad. Now at your neighborhood Brahms.
Well, the grain futures were lower in all three categories. Corn down about 2 cents, which put December at 365.5. The November beans down 4.25, 853.5. Chicago wheat down 8 to 9. Kansas City wheat was about 5 lower out in July at $4.83. The cotton today was down 140 in December at 57.52. So lower across the board. For the grain futures market, the outside factors today which are contributing to the sell-off in the grains are the Dow Jones is currently down about 613 points at 23,615. The headlines are basically the opening up the country, which a lot of people agree we need to do, but also the fear of additional spreading of this coronavirus. So we've got both sides of it, and then earnings season is here, the earliest of the earnings are really mixed, but don't really reflect the full 3 months or full quarterly results after the shutdown. So we won't really know all of the economic impact until the second quarter earnings, which is interesting to note, and we'll have to stay tuned for that. But the Dow Jones today is down 600 points. It's a pretty big move. June crude oil is up right now 71 cents at $19.55 a barrel. So that's also good. It's come back about $7 in the past 2 days.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether future trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.